Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live!
And we have got a 3-hour show for you tonight that you are going to enjoy tremendously. So keep it locked. Right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83, however you may be listening. We're going to recap the weekend's events and what a weekend it was for the NFL. Let me bring in my partner, Rob Parker. How are you, man?
I am doing well. How are you, Mr. Chris Broussard?
I'm great, man. I'm great. How was your weekend?
Man, I won some shekels, dude. I felt great. I felt great. Rob G., he has the proof. Rob G., did you see the ticket?
Rob G. is no longer with us right now. He's
at home
working.
Were 4-1.
That's right.
On
that's
the
right.
Pigskin pickoff. I was 3-2, so now we're even.
But I bet a few other games. And that's right, Rob G.'s at home. I forgot today. And
so your weekend now is determined by how your shekel intake or output.
Yes, it is. I'm shekely driven. I'm shekely driven. Man. That sounds erotic, but the shekels matter. So, it was actually great. Just relaxed and, you know, went out to eat with some friends. So it's all good. I'm heading to Detroit this weekend. I'm going to go to see the Lions and the Ravens game. And, you know, good to see you.
That's a Sunday game?
Lamar up close, you know what I mean, at the stadium. Looking forward to
Have you ever seen him
game.
Up close?
No. This will be the first time I've seen him live.
I bet that'll be a sight. Where are you sitting? You got low seats?
No, I'm going to be in the press box. Yeah. So I can't wait for that. And, we've got so much to talk about today and our pigskin pick. We both did pretty well. You said 3-2, 4-1
I tell
me.
You what, I'm never betting on the Browns. They might win.
And you know what?
To win big, they're lucky Tyrod Taylor got hurt.
Thank you, Chris. I'm glad you said that because he was balling.
Yep.
They were playing well.
When
he got hurt, I was like, are they still going to cover? Because they had to put in the rookie, right? And he got a touchdown and they covered. But I was like, wow, they were in that game.
Yeah, I still think they may have won, but they wouldn't have come close to covering. It would have been probably a tough game. But, I mean, they're still a good team, but they appear, Rob, to play to the level of their competition. That was the case pretty much all last season, and it seems like that's in their DNA. But we'll get to them. That's another story for another day. We got the Odd Couple crew in full effect. DJ Alex Tyshert on the ones and the twos on this Magic City Monday. Super producer Rob G doing his thing. And on the updates, that's right. We haven't seen him in a while. Finn, the loquacious
one. Other thing,
Brian Finley.
Who's answering phones? Who do we have there? Chris, we got somebody else, right?
That's Who Mr. Nick in with phones? Us today.
Nick is
answering my phones. My man. Nick, what's up, brother?
What's up, Chris? How you doing, Nick, guys?
I'm good, man. I love it.
Thanks for helping
Nick.
Out, bud.
Yes. All right. So, Rob, let's get to it. The big game, of course, a lot of great games this weekend, but the big game was last night. And finally, we talked about this on Friday. Is Lamar Mahomes a rivalry? And my main contention was it can't be one-sided. I get it. They're two great quarterbacks. Yeah, young, you know, all that. But until Lamar starts winning some of these games against Mahomes, it's not a rivalry. Well, Rob, it's a rivalry. It officially is a rivalry now. Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens get the victory in a thrilling game. And so now he got his first victory over the Chiefs. And you know what, Rob? I love what he said after the game. Obviously, he was happy to get the win. But he said, well, somebody asked him about celebrating or whatever it was, and he was like, well, why? We haven't won the Super Bowl yet. You know, this is just one game. We got to move on. So he kept it in perspective. So good job by Lamar Jackson. What were your thoughts and your takeaways from this?
You know, before the season started, I picked Lamar to win the MVP. When Lamar Jackson wins the MVP this year, remember this game. This is when the monkey turned right here. And is that the saying or the worm turned? Excuse me. This is when the worm turned. And Lamar put on a performance for the ages. One he needed to have. His team was getting beat. It was going to be the same old story. People were continuing to discount him and not think that he can come back. Came back from an 11-point deficit in the fourth quarter. Never done that. These are the games on national television with everybody watching where people got a chance to see how special he is. And I'm not going to overdo it or be caught up prisoner of the moment on any of that. But it's hard to deny what we saw last night and what it made me feel like. This dude may not be your prototypical quarterback, may not look like Pat Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady, may do it a different way, but my goodness, is he effective, and is he special, and is he different? I don't know how anybody could watch that game and not have a newfound respect for what this man can do on the football field. Chris, whether it lasts the rest of this year, 3 years from now, or a month from now, whatever it is, he's got something. He can do something. They've improved to 9-0 when he runs for over 100 yards. And he also made some plays that he had to. I just was impressed all the way. I believe right here, right now, we're watching the best quarterback in the AFC.
Oh, stop it. Stop it, Rob Parker. I mean, you were good.
Wow.
I was disagreeing with you a little bit because, honestly, like you say, a newfound respect. Lamar did what Lamar does. Like, Rob, even though he was 0-3 against the Chiefs and his numbers weren't as good as they are against other teams, the three games weren't blowouts. The first one, 2018, they lost in overtime. The second one was a close game. It was like 33-28 or 33-27, something like that. And then last year's was fairly, you know, two touchdown game. So for the most part, he wasn't getting blasted, and he was great last night, as you said. But I didn't gain a newfound respect for him because that's Lamar Jackson. Like, he did what he does. So I didn't – there was nothing he did. There was no play he made that I hadn't seen him do before. There was the – you can say the comeback. He doesn't often come back. So that was good. They were down 11 heading into the fourth. That was a new thing.
Right.
But I thought he played sensational. Obviously, he had the two turnovers in his first three possessions, I believe, the two interceptions. And one was, of course, a pick six by Tyrann Mathieu, the Honey Badger. But other than that, he played a great game. But let's just keep it real. So that's all good. Rob, he's the second best quarterback in the AFC. He is not better than Pat Mahomes. And obviously, you're not saying he's a better passer than Pat Mahomes. We understand that. But even his running, which is the best we've ever seen at this position, it doesn't make him better than Pat Mahomes. There's no measure in which you can say he's better than Pat Mahomes. I mean, you can say it, but it just doesn't stack up. Mahomes has the Super Bowl. Mahomes has the Super Bowl MVP. Mahomes has more regular season wins. Mahomes' numbers are better. Even if you add in the rushing for Jackson, Mahomes' total yardage is light years ahead of his. The touchdowns are way more, almost double. Like, he's better. It doesn't. Lamar's great. Lamar's en route to a Hall of Fame career. But not only is Mahomes better now, but, and this, Lamar has proved the skeptics wrong. Now, I don't mean skeptics that didn't think he could play quarterback, but skeptics that didn't think he could stay healthy with the style of play this long. And I was one of them. I love his style. I've just never seen it, you know, be for 10, 12 years. And if he can, so what Mahomes does is not only better right now, but it is more sustainable, I believe. And history tells us. So Jackson is great, and you were fine. I'm not going to go overboard, but then you went overboard. He is not better than Patrick Mahomes, but he's the second-best quarterback in the AFC. Josh Allen's struggling. We've only seen Josh be great for 1 year. Derek Carr's playing well, but, you know, we know his history. You can't say he's better than Lamar at this point. You know, Justin Herbert's young. He's playing well, but right now Lamar – with the dynamic running ability, and it is different. He is ahead of those guys, but there is no way I can put him, and I'd be shocked if anybody else puts him ahead of Patrick Mahomes.
And Lamar versus Mahomes, I'm going to give you the numbers again. First 3 years of their career, Lamar 30-7.
Why do you go first 3 years? Because Mahomes only played one game his first year?
No,
but don't you go the whole career? They're both young.
No, but them going the 3 years that they both were in the league together, right? Their first 3 years starting in the game. First 3 years.
Starting?
Their first 3 years. First 3 years.
As starters or their first 3 years? Because Mahomes didn't play his first year.
Yeah, but he
did
play the last game
or two.
Yeah, but I'm going to give you – all right, I'm just going to give you what they are.
I mean, that's a big deal. He only played one game his first year.
30-7 for Jackson, 24-7 for Mahomes. Jackson, 87 touchdowns. Mahomes, 80.
Rob,
quarterback rating, Mahomes, 107. Jackson, 102.6. Both have an MVP. Lamar has a first-team All-Pro.
Come on.
Mahomes has a first-team All-Pro and one second-team All-Pro. That's all.
Rob,
that's
who you think you're talking to?
I'm just giving you numbers.
You skewed them. Of course, Jackson didn't play his first year. I mean, not Jackson, Mahomes. Here's the career numbers. Regular season wins. Postseason is not even comparable. So we know Mahomes is light years ahead of him now. Regular season career, Mahomes 39-9 in the regular season. Jackson 31-8. Advantage Mahomes. Completion percentage 66-64. Advantage Mahomes. Yards passing per game 309, 157. Throwing Lamar 64.5 yards a game rushing. And still way at big advantage Mahomes. Passer rating, 109.5 Mahomes, 101.9 Jackson. Touchdowns, 120 passing to 70 passing. 21 extra rushing ones for Jackson, 7 extra for Mahomes. I mean, it's 127-91 touchdowns. Interceptions, Mahomes throws almost twice as much, has 25 picks. Lamar's got 20 picks. Like, I mean, and I'm not trying to diss Lamar because he's great. But you can't throw out the numbers in a skewed way that's going to make it look like they're saying something they don't.
And which of the two was the unanimous MVP? Which
okay, so that means he's better?
No, I'm just asking.
Steph Curry is unanimous MVP. He better than LeBron James?
I just asked you a question. It was just
said Lamar. So does that mean – what does that mean? That doesn't mean anything to me.
I was asking. It was a pretty unbelievable accomplishment to be despite the numbers. So
that's a great accomplishment.
Right now – I think that Lamar is the best quarterback in the AFC. Last night, to beat the Chiefs,
they
come back when they had 15 players. How many players were hurt? 15. They had two running backs out. They're starting running back. I mean, that's an incredible win against a team that's supposed to be unbeatable almost. I thought the Chiefs were. I've never seen a Mahomes team lose a game where they led by double digits that late in the game. It's never happened. So this might be the crack in the Chiefs' armor. This might be that he busted the kryptonite.
I'm not going to be a prisoner of the moment.
I'm not.
Yeah, all you're saying is prisoner of the moment.
I love it.
They won because Clyde Edwards-Helaire, the running back, fumbled. Period. Mahomes was about to win that game. And I'm not going to take it away because all breaks happen all the time. Okay, but I'm just, you're overstating it. Mahomes is the better QB. But what say you? 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. You heard Rob say that Lamar Jackson is the best quarterback in the AFC. Stop it. He's second. Pat Mahomes is the best quarterback, not only in the AFC, but on Earth. On Earth. On the planet. Period. But what say you? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And listen, don't let age beat you, all right? Go get M-Drive. It's the supplement for driven men that supports healthy testosterone levels and boost your energy. Visit mdriveformen.com for 20% off with promo code ODDCOUPLE. Do not let age beat you. Be like Rob Parker. Don't let age beat you. Get M-Drive. 877-99 on Fox. All right, you heard it. Rob thinks Lamar is the best quarterback in the AFC. I say second still behind Pat Mahomes. What's your take?
All right, let's kick it off with Elvis in Alabama. You're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
What's going on, fellas? How are we doing tonight?
We're good, brother. How are you?
I'm great, man. Look, Rob, dude, just stop, man. Just stop. You got this Jason Whitlock thing going, man, where you
dude,
just
dude, all
say
right, hang up. Hang up. Hang up. Hey, hello?
No, let
hang
him up. Talk, right?
No.
Why?
No.
Because he said stop?
No, I'm not. The Jason Whitlock response, please. Just call another show. Don't call here with that. I don't want to hear that. Marty
on,
in
man.
Kentucky.
Why are you so sensitive?
You're on the
you
Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Why are you
that,
being
that,
the
that's a ridiculous. That's a ridiculous.
We don't even know what he was gonna say.
No, to mention that guy's name with me,
name.
I'm good.
Come on, man.
Please,
don't
Elvis, stop with that. Marty in Kentucky. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Good to hear from you, Chris. Good to hear from you. Don't call me. Who was it again?
Jason Whitlock. You already
Rob
know.
Park. Do not call me Jason Whitlock. Okay, I remember that, Rob.
Where is he now? Jason, man,
I don't know.
All right, but what you got, Marty? Good to hear from you.
It's good to hear from you guys. And this is not going to be a popular opinion. And I think Pat Mahomes is great, but I think Andy Reid spent a lot of time building that system, and he's an offensive genius, and he had a lot of things set in play, and everybody that plays for him is an all-star, and I think that has a lot to do with it. And if you give me even teams going into the playoffs, I just feel like Lamar's ability, if they're both players healthy, he's a guy that could carry you all the way through more than Mahomes. Now, people are going to say, well, Mahomes has done it, but
right.
I just think that his system was in play, and it has a lot to do with the system. Not that he's not great.
Here's the thing, Marty.
Andy Reid
hasn't done that with any. He's never done that with anybody else. He had a great Donovan McNabb.
Yeah,
never
this is
did
the
it
best
with him.
Quarterback he's had. This is the best quarterback he's had by far. Yeah, and that's made a huge.
But Marty's point is that like Alex Smith. And these guys have put up good numbers under, and everybody
Lamar
calls.
Put you on his back and carry you all the way through like he did last night.
That was incredible game, Marty.
Mahomes carried his team too.
He did.
You know,
it's what
fewer turnovers.
Nobody else can do.
Yeah.
No, the running is incredible.
He's second to none. Yeah, that's what separates him.
He's even better than Vic running. He's better than Vic running the football. There's no doubt.
Hey, Marty, thanks. Appreciate the call. What about Albert in Honolulu? You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, man?
Not much. Well, Rob, I have to definitely disagree with you there. You're jumping a little too far ahead there with Lamar. The man only has one playoff win so far. Pat Mahomes already has a Super Bowl. You got to let him play it out at least a little bit. I mean, we can't.
We do a radio show every day, so it's based on it's fluid. That's all we're talking about.
I'm not talking about
accomplishments or resume.
I'm talking about this right now. Fluid.
That's all.
Okay, well, today he's a good quarterback, but he's definitely not better than Pat Mahomes.
Right.
That's for sure.
Right.
Yeah, that's your opinion. That's fine. I got it.
Absolutely.
Thanks.
Absolutely.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Let's go to Akeem in New York. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Akeem?
Hey, Rob and Chris. How you both doing? Love the show.
Thank you,
good,
buddy.
Man.
Appreciate
Thank you.
You.
How are you?
I'm fine. Second time caller, but I've been listening for a while. I could tell you
from New York when you say caller. I'm the second time caller.
Yeah, Rob, I'm from Brooklyn, actually.
I hear it. It sounds great. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I actually agree with you, Rob, on this one. I don't always agree with you, but I'll at least consider this. Kelce and Tyreek Hill are both first ballot Hall of Famers. None of us would disagree with that. And Lamar Jackson, none of his receivers are bound for the Hall of Fame, at least right now. I think if you switch weapons, I think Lamar Jackson definitely has a Super Bowl ring.
First of all, that's a hypothetical.
No, I agree, Chris, but you said that Andy Reid. No, let's go with the facts. Andy Reid went to 6 NFC championships and went to 1 Super Bowl. Won one of those NFC championships.
What does that mean?
I think if Lamar.
John Harbaugh's a great coach.
Yeah, I mean,
we can talk hypotheticals. You know, if Mahomes grows a few inches, he can do this. You can't throw out, if he had them or that. They went after great receivers this offseason, and they got rejected.
The rosters and looking at the players. And also, last night was a perfect example where the Ravens were ravaged with injuries and without their top stars, and they were able to win. That's all. It's a big win, a comeback win, and Lamar was big in that.
And Mahomes was just as big, if not bigger. Mahomes didn't put his team in a hole by throwing a pick six.
He threw a bad pick in
the
game.
He threw two picks, and one of them wasn't a touchdown.
But he threw a bad pick in a situation that hurt his team where he threw the ball up for grabs.
But Lamar even admitted it too.
Let's go to Kevin in Culver City.
Come on. Come with facts, man. Not feelings. Not hypotheticals.
You're on the iCup
on
Fox Sports
thinking.
Radio.
Rob Parker, Chris Broussard. Rob, you're the poo-poo king, man. But come on, man. This is ridiculous. Patrick Mahomes is the best pocket passer in the NFL, in the AFC. He can do everything. He can throw from the pocket. He's mobile. He's won a Super Bowl. If you put Hollywood Brown on the Kansas City Chiefs, I guarantee you he's a perennial Pro Bowler.
Right.
Everybody talks about Andy Reid in his system, but Donovan McNabb was in that system. If you put Patrick Mahomes on the Patriots, he could run Belichick's system and Josh McDaniels' system. You put him on the 49ers, he could run Kyle Shanahan's system. He's a great, great Hall of Fame quarterback. Lamar Jackson is a great player, great quarterback, but he's nowhere near in Patrick Mahomes' category. They got the win. Give him the credit.
In your opinion, Kev.
Don't back up, Kevin. You're right.
It's all good. It's in your opinion.
Right.
Don't talk in absolute
talking absolutes.
Because it's sports.
You talked
in
absolute.
Your opinion.
You said
that's
he's the best
opinion.
Quarterback in the AFC. He could be absolute good
opinion.
Call.
In my
you
opinion.
Didn't say that Kev, yesterday. Kev, you didn't say that 15 minutes ago.
I feel bad for
fine.
You, Kev,
you
but it's all right. Keep drinking
cool.
the Kool-Aid, Kev. Keep
Kool-Aid.
Doing it. Thank
Golly,
you.
Golly, stop it. All right, we got our man TJ Houshmandzadeh. We'll ask him. Maybe he can settle this. He's a receiver. He should know. He'll join us next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
It is the iCouple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Our next guest is a former Pro Bowl wide receiver and the co-host of Up On Game right here on Fox Sports Radio, Saturdays, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Our brother TJ Houshmandzadeh. What's up, man?
TJ.
How y'all doing, man? Ain't talked to y'all in a while. It's been a minute.
I know, man. But, it's good to have you on the horn.
And we should say, and we were remiss, Chris, in not welcoming in the new morning show. You lost one of your co-hosts, right, of your show, TJ. LeVar Arrington and Brady Quinn. LeVar,
no, we'll still be doing our show every Saturday. He's just added more to his schedule.
What? So he's gonna do 6 days a week on the radio? I just assumed.
Amanda, no sleep.
Okay.
Yo, he's really about this media life.
I know. Wow.
I didn't know he was about it like that. Okay.
But the new show was called Two Pros and a Cup of Joe. Was that it? In the morning. So congratulations to those guys, including Jonas Knox, the Odd Couple official side piece. So there we go. All right,
Hoosh, let's start here. Rob and I were just debating. He says Lamar Jackson is the best quarterback in the AFC. I say it's Pat Mahomes. Where you at?
I could make an argument for both. It's really what do you want? If you want the prototypical quarterback that's going to throw the ball and get everybody involved, you're going to take Mahomes. If you want a quarterback that's just going to make plays, you have a chance pretty much in every game. You're going to win a lot of games. You can make an argument for Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson single-handedly last night kept the Ravens in the game and then won that game for them. And I don't know if you look at, you lose your starting running back, your backup running back, your third running back, and you're still winning. And I thought the first game, like, Ravens might not be that good. The Raiders look like they might be for real, so losing to the Raiders might not look that bad after what they just did to Pittsburgh. And so if me being a receiver, I would prefer Mahomes, but you can't go wrong with either one.
No, I think that's a fair argument. I mean, I want you to pick one. And it's fair. Just pick one right here, right now. And it doesn't mean, you know, accomplishments or more. Patrick Mahomes is more accomplished. You just said it. Patrick Mahomes is more of your prototypical quarterback. But there's something special about Lamar that makes me want to pick him and say he's the best quarterback right now in the AFC. That's where I'm at. So just pick one guy and we'll move on to the next topic.
Yeah, I mean, me being a receiver, though, I'll be honest. Like, I'm a receiver. I want the ball as much as I can get it. And Lamar's getting better at that. Hollywood Brown had a great game. But Mahomes' body of work of throwing the ball and just making it happen in the pocket, I would prefer Mahomes. But if I'm a coach and Lamar Jackson is my quarterback, I'm satisfied.
Okay.
Hoosh, Brady, Tony Dungy said it a couple days ago, or maybe it was last night, that before the season, Bruce Arians told him Brady might have his best year ever, which sounds ridiculous at 44 years old, but he's got so many weapons that it looks possible. I mean, I guess Atlanta and Dallas aren't the greatest defenses thus far, but still, do you think he could have his best season yet?
With the weapons that he has and the comfort level, see, that's the key, is the comfort level. People have to really look at last year and say, man, it really was no offseason. There was no OTAs. There was no training camp. Guys really that played last year and you were new to a team, just to have any type of success, that's hard to do because of last year being so unprecedented. I could see that happening when you offensive line stout, skill guys stout. Defensively, they were supposed to be stout. I don't know after these first 2 weeks of the season.
Yeah.
But they don't have many weaknesses. You probably can throw the ball on them pretty well. At least that's the way it's looked. But they have talent, and it's hot. You don't have to worry about warming up for a home game and like, oh, man, how cold is it going to be? It's just your mentality going into the game, especially somebody with Brady's age, with the weapons that he has. You got receivers, you got running back, you got offensive line, you got Gronk. Who has that?
How about the – you mentioned it, TJ, the Raiders, and I did not pick them. That's the only game I didn't pick right this weekend. I didn't pick them because, you know, they were missing their star running back. So I thought going into Pittsburgh without them, you know, I didn't think they could beat Pittsburgh, who played great defense against Buffalo. And I'm with you when it comes to the Raiders. I think this team could be for real. They've had some good starts but fade. Do you like the Raiders and what you've seen in the two wins they've had?
I really do. Gus Bradley is coming there, and he's changed that defense.
I mean, they're not the best defense in the league, but they're far from the worst. Gus Bradley has come in and done a tremendous job with that defense. And Derek Carr is just playing fantastic football. He's playing fantastic football. I thought the first game when they played the Ravens, they had so much pressure on Lamar. And conversely, the Raiders' offensive line, which getting rid of all these starters and all these guys, and Incognito isn't playing, was supposed to be the weak link of the team. And they looked very good to me. So Gus Bradley, Tom Cable, they've done a great job. Derek Carr is an early MVP contender the way he's playing.
Whose people make fun of the Jets and mock of the organization and seems like nobody wants to go there and this and that. But when you look at Sam Darnold and how he was struggled in New York, and I know it's early, it's only two games, but he's looked much better in
and they're
Carolina.
2-0, right?
Right, and they're 2-0. And then you see poor Zach Wilson. I mean, you know, he was just it was treacherous what he was doing yesterday. Four picks in his first 10 passes. Is a lot of this on the organization? It almost feels like, I mean, they couldn't, whoever the quarterback is, barring like a Lamar or Pat Mahomes or Aaron Rodgers, somebody that's like an all-time elite quarterback, it just seems like no matter who they get in there, they're going to struggle.
100%, you're right. And Sam Darnold couldn't play, supposedly. I said it months ago, when Zach Wilson reported late to training camp, the Jets are dysfunctional. It doesn't matter. They're dysfunctional. We're in a slotted salary, a draft spot where this is the money, and the guy shows up late to training camp? Are you kidding me?
Doesn't make any sense.
We were out here in Orange County working out, myself, Zach Wilson, and others, while the Jets were in training camp. I'm like, You got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. So until things change at the top, and as a player, we always think we're going to win. We always got a chance. When I was in Cincinnati, we had good players. We should have won way more than we did, and you always wonder why. And then when you retire and you look back on it, I see why now. But when you're in it, you don't realize it. So until they change at the top, they're always going to have these problems because Zach Wilson can play. Zach Wilson didn't look like he can play yesterday. Sam Darnold didn't look like he could play for years. Now, all of a sudden, it's like, whoa, Sam Darnold's good again, huh? Sam Darnold's always been good. He was just on the Jets.
Crazy. One last thing, TJ. We saw Buffalo bounce back in a big way, 35-0. What did you make of the first game against the Steelers, and then what did you make of the way they handled Miami?
Oh, man, handled Miami. They treated Miami like they didn't belong on the field with them.
Like a rag doll. It was bad.
It was bad. And if you go back to that Steeler game, they were up 10-0. And they had a punt blocked. And that changed the momentum and the complexion of the game. If you get a big play and a touchdown on special teams, if you look at the stats, you're probably going to win that game. And so
– is it that overwhelming? I know it's a big turnaround on special teams. But is it that big? Yeah.
Yeah, and so when I look at the game – talking when they played the Steelers in week one, because I thought, man, the Steelers going to be really good this year. And then when they played the Raiders, and I go back to week one when they played the Bills, down 10-0, block punt. Okay, it's the first game of the season. So I believe the Bills will get right back where they started. But Josh Allen was carving guys up last year.
Right. He looks different.
He's yet to do that this year.
And what is that? Do they have tape on him? Are they making adjustments defensively on what he does, giving him different looks, TJ? How does that – and I know it's only been two games, but does now he have to make –
happy after the big contract?
Does he have to make another adjustment?
In his defense, he hasn't played slouches on defense. The Pittsburgh Steelers, when they're known for defense, I would know. I played them a ton. Right. And Brian Flores, a division game, he's a great defensive coach, and it's a divisional opponent. They know you very well. And so let's see how these next two or three games pan out. Let's see if he can throw for 300 yards, which I probably, if I'm a bet man, I'll say these next two games he'll be over 300. He played two good defenses, two good defensive coaches with good players. That could be part of it.
All right, that's our man TJ Houshmandzadeh, former Pro Bowl receiver. You can check him out right here on Fox Sports Radio every Saturday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern Time, up on Game. Thanks, Hoosh.
Thanks,
we
TJ.
Appreciate it.
Man, y'all keep all the great work going.
Appreciate right, it, buddy. You
Peace.
Too.
It's Rob Parker's Stone Cold Lock of the Century, and it's coming your way next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's The Odd Couple. Chris Broussard, Rob Parker coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we are getting ready for Monday Night Football. The Green Bay Packers at, no, I'm sorry, the Detroit Lions at the Green Bay Packers in Lambeau Field. Rob, I was just up in Milwaukee this weekend.
Yes, I saw the pictures, and how did everything go?
Went well, thank you.
A lot of people.
Spoke at a men's conference. Yeah, it was great, and obviously they're the city of champions right now with the Milwaukee Bucks. So,
and the Brewers are good,
for not picking the Bucks.
And the Brewers,
yeah, the Brewers are good, and
yep.
Obviously the Packers are what they are.
Yeah.
But you did see also, Rob, people coming into town or getting hyped about the game. So we got Lions at Packers starting in a few moments. I know you picking the Packers. This is your lock of the century. There's no way you ain't picking the Packers.
Yeah, I got the Packers. I just put some shekels down on it, a nice little payout. Picked a couple
of things.
You
seem
to
be putting more
it.
Shekels down than usual.
Yeah,
it's getting more and more. You know, each year of the Odd Couple, it seems like more and more shekels.
You know why? Because it's ridiculous. I'm sitting here talking about the games every day, picking scores. I keep looking at it going, I would have won. Like, why am I not putting a couple shekels down? It ain't going to change my life. I'm not stopping my kids from going to college because I don't have any kids. I'm not stopping my wife from shopping because I don't have a wife. You know what
and
I mean?
You definitely ain't stopping yourself from shopping. You're, I know that.
Hey, you know what? Chris, if you got one vice in life, that's not a bad one.
Nah, and you know, we've talked about this before. You've heard the term retail therapy, right? Is that what
yes.
it's called?
Oh, it's real.
It's true.
It's real.
True. Like, there's times when I'll go shopping and you just feel good.
After you
it makes
buy
you feel
something.
Good. And I don't always want, you know, because then you can,
right.
you can go crazy if you let it get out of control.
But you know it. You felt
oh,
it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When
no
you
doubt.
Just feel like, I'm just going to buy me a pair of new shoes. Even though you
right.
like got 20 shoes in your closet, and you'll
no
go
doubt.
And you'll pay $500, and you go like, all right, I got one.
I mean,
I feel good.
Oh, I ain't saying
like,
all
not
that. I mean, I'm not living like you.
Yeah, right.
You know, I'm
Please.
Not buying $5,000 book bags
here we
and
go.
Gucci
Whatever.
Sandals. And
all right, no, all right. I like this game. 11. I got 11.5. The Lions are getting 11.5. I like
are
that.
Are they get 11? Ooh.
11.5.
Remember, that burnt me with the Browns this weekend.
No, I get it, but I just think the Packers at home, Chris, under Matt LaFleur, Packers are 6-0 after a loss, which is a good sign.
Right.
They bounce
and
back.
And Rodgers' numbers are huge after
loss. Rodgers has won 7 straight Monday Night Football games dating back to 2014. The Lions gave up 41 points. I mean, all signs point to Green Bay. And it doesn't mean that the Lions aren't going to fight or, you know, they got Jared Goff and they came back against the 49ers and made that game an 8-point
right.
game, Chris. So
right.
there's always that. I just think the way that they were embarrassed, and then if you're the Packers and you look at how the Saints looked against the Panthers, you know you didn't play well. Am I right? Because the Saints didn't
oh,
look
yeah.
as good.
The
Am
Saints
I like
horrible. Yeah.
Like the Saints, you're like, Jameis Winston, no touchdowns, 2 picks. They were
right.
never in that game, Chris. So now if you're the Packers, you're like, okay, it was one thing if you thought the Saints had something going and you got your butts kicked, but you know you didn't play well. Like,
no,
you know.
I'm with you. They look, and there was all the talk about Rodgers. Is he in? Is
right.
he out? This and that. Is he done? Whatever. And I think he's going to come out and have a monster game. I'm predicting, Rob, 286 yards passing and 3 touchdowns from Aaron Rodgers.
That sounds about
no
right.
Picks, no yep. picks. If they lose, I mean, it's early, but my goodness, that would be a bad sign. It would it be panic time if they lost? Keep it locked, our couple.